The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letters, August-July edition. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Not so fine whole grains. All whole grains are not created equal, at least for people with type 2 diabetes. Scientists give 31 people with diabetes devices to gave 31 people with diabetes devices to continually measure their blood sugar and instructions to eat a supply of whole grains, either low processed, rolled oats, brown rice, and bread made with coarsely milled whole grain flour and kernels, or more processed, instant oats, brown rice pasta, and bread made with finely milled whole grain flour, for 2 weeks. Blood sugar levels spiked less on the less processed than on the finely milled whole grains. On average, participants lost a pound on the less processed grains and gained a pound on the finely ground grains. What to do? Whole grains beat refined grains, but less processed whole grains may be best. Others include bulgur, quinoa, and wheat berries. The knees have it. Does strenuous exercise boost your risk of osteoarthritis of the knee? Researchers followed nearly 1,200 middle-aged and older people at high risk for knee arthritis, that is, they had symptoms like pain or stiffness, or other risk factors like excess weight, family history, or knee injury, but with no sign of arthritis on x-rays. After 10 years, those who did strenuous activities like jogging, swimming, cycling, singles tennis, aerobic dance, or skiing were no more likely to be diagnosed with arthritis on x-rays than those who did none. And in a one-year study with 156 people with knee arthritis, those who were randomly assigned to get physical therapy had less pain, stiffness, and impaired function than those who got glucocorticoid injections. What to do? Keep moving and consider physical therapy if you have knee arthritis. Sleepier and hungrier. Less sleep may make you more hungry. Researchers randomly assigned 24 women who typically slept 7 to 9 hours a night to one night of sleep for their usual duration or to a night of sleep for a third few hours. The day after sleeping less, the women reported more hunger and stronger food cravings than after a normal night of sleep. They also served themselves 14% more calories for lunch and clicked a computer mouse button in exchange for chocolate candy more often. What to do? Be aware that less sleep may make you hungrier. Tricks of the trade. Are supplement companies playing you for a fool? By Caitlin Dow. Hoping to boost your immunity, keep your brain sharp, improve your mood, look no further than the supplement aisle at your local grocery store. At least, that's what supplement makers want you to believe. Here's how the industry uses sleight of hand to sell the vitamins, minerals, and herbals that most of us don't need. Linguistic loopholes. Claims, especially structure, function claims, may help sell product, says naturalproductsinsider.com. However, they may also invite regulatory action if improperly phrased or inadequately supported. But supplement makers needn't fear. They've got plenty of tools at their disposal. Companies can make claims about how a supplement or food affects the normal structure or function of the body with little oversight by the Food and Drug Administration, as long as the claims don't name a disease or promise to treat a condition. So odds are you won't see a supplement that can lower cholesterol, but you'll see plenty that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. And you'll see shelves full of pills that claim to enhance vitality, support healthy brain function, help calm your mind, and promote digestive health. A case in point, Renew Life probiotics can help improve digestion and boost energy to keep your gut strong so you can be the best possible human you can be. See how renewed stayed vague but inspiring? Little worry about regulatory action from the FDA with that strategy. Or marketers can skip the specifics altogether. Every emergency gives you a potent blend of nutrients so you can emerge your best, says the TV ad. Nicely done. Keep it simple. Keep it general. Trickytorials. Glance at the ad from Zebra CBD, which sells CBD oils, tablets, and more, and you'd be forgiven for thinking it's a run-of-the-mill magazine article. Only the word advertisement, printed in tiny type at the top of the page, says otherwise. In this advertorial, which has appeared in magazines like Clean Eating and Yoga Journal, author Jennifer Love explains that her 40s brought some new gifts from dear old Mother Nature. Frequent knee pain, stress, low energy, and sleeplessness. That is, until her marathon-running niece recommended CBD. CBD is a cannabis extract. In her search for cold hard facts, Love came across Emily Gray, MD, who wrote that Zebra CBD produces top-quality products with easy-to-use instructions. Gray is a CBD researcher at the University of California, San Diego. She also just happens to be the medical advisor for Zebra CBD, something the advertorial never mentions. We asked Zebra CBD and Gray if she is paid. Neither responded. Sneaky. Clinically proven. Clinically proven says the ad for longevity by Nature's Telos 95 Telomere Health Support. Take the supplement made of grapevine and olive leaf extracts to reverse cellular aging by lengthening telomeres, the caps on our chromosomes, by an astounding 80%. Here are some of the tricks that the company used to prove that Telos 95 works. First, outsource the research. To conduct its study, Longevity by Nature hired Princeton Consumer Research. Whatever your product does, PCR is here to provide your brand with the appropriate efficacy testing to make your claims a fact by proving their legitimacy, says Princeton's website. Why design a good study to see if your product actually works when you can concoct one that will simply make your claims a fact? Ditch the placebo group. Any good supplement trial needs a placebo group. If the results don't differ between placebo takers and supplement takers, you can't claim that the supplement works. Uh-oh. So PCR randomly assigned 50 adults to one of two groups that took 65 milligrams of Telos 95 either once or twice a day. No placebo, no problem. But without a placebo group, the results are worthless. Measure something that may not matter. The author sent volunteers blood samples to Teloyears, a company that will measure almost everyone's telomeres for $89, and that's happy to sell you a month's supply of its own supplements for $25 to $59. The company calculates teloyear age by comparing the length of your telomeres to those of people of the same age and sex. But even if the tests are accurate, they might not tell you much. In one study, telomere length was only slightly better than flipping a coin at predicting who would die over 5 years. Skip the statistics. After 6 months, the average teloyear age dropped by 7.5 years in the once-daily Telos 95 takers and by 8.5 years in the twice-daily takers, said the authors. How did they test to see if the difference was statistically significant? The study didn't bother to say. Publish results in a low-tier journal. The Telos 95 study was published in HealthMed, the Journal of Society for Development in New Net Environment in BNH. That's Bosnia and Herzegovina. The cost, probably around $800, judging by the journal's fees. Small price to pay to be able to say clinically proven. If at first you don't succeed... Study didn't pan out as you had hoped. Get creative. Shakeology knows what we're talking about. Shakeology can help curb cravings and help you lose weight, says Beachbody, Shakeology's parent company. In a Beachbody-funded study co-authored by company employees, 41 adults drank a Shakeology smoothie, which was high in protein and added fiber, or a calorie-matched placebo smoothie with less fiber and almost no protein. A half hour later, they were told to eat as much pizza as they wanted. Unfortunately, for the Shakeology marketing team, the volunteers ate no less pizza after they drank Shakeology than after they drank the placebo. So the researchers sliced and diced the data. when they group the volunteers into less than 25 years or 25 years and older categories, the average age of the entire group was 30, they found that the older group ate roughly 180 fewer calories worth of pizza after drinking Shakeology than after downing the placebo. So, do Shakeology smoothies curb cravings and lead to weight loss if you're 25 and older? The study wasn't designed to look at that, so you'd need a new study to find out. But why bother? Shakeology got something good enough to advertise. Don't take our word for it. Results speak for themselves, declares the website for Equel, a supplement that claims to reduce hot flashes. Hear it from the women who told us. Testimonials build trust in potential customers who may not realize that the plugs are often paid for or come with perks. This user participated in a free product sampling program, says the small, easy-to-miss type on Equel's video reviews. Better yet, pay a celebrity like Kate Walsh to rave about your supplement on her personal social media account. Worth every penny. Beware the fine print. Lean Fire supplements from Force Factor contain ingredients clinically shown to help increase energy, burn fat, and double your weight loss, says the commercial. Double your weight loss? Sounds great. Good luck catching the fine print, enlarged only above, in the next frame, which appears for only a couple seconds. Results not typical. Healthy diet and exercise recommended for optimal results. Sounds about right. A word from our sponsors. Not on this groundbreaking supplement yet? Here's why you're about to be, ran the 2018 headline on wellandgood.com about Ritual, a pricey multivitamin made for women. Savvy readers may have noticed the word sponsored below the headline. Just like companies pay for advertorials, they sponsor articles in magazines and newspapers and on websites. But if you missed it, and if you didn't scroll to the end of the article, which was written by Well Plus Good editors, and see the In Partnership with Ritual disclosure, you might have thought that it was an objective look at the supplement. Far from it. Quality not assured. Third-party lab tested, says Best Naturals Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM. And see that GMP seal on the label? It stands for Good Manufacturing Practice. Ignore both. All supplement companies are supposed to follow the FDA's good manufacturing practices. In reality, most facilities evade inspection in any given year, and many inspected facilities are cited for violations. And the FDA doesn't endorse or verify seals, logos, or quality claims. Even so, there are quality seals you can trust. If a label carries a USP, U.S. Pharmacopoeia, or NSF, NSF International seal, you can rest assured that the supplement contains what the label says, that it's free of tested contaminants, and that it disintegrates fast enough to get into your bloodstream. Whether it works is another matter. Just keep in mind that many companies don't opt to pay NSF's or USP's fees. So, good luck with that. And now, a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Spice it up. To really knock this dish out of the park, serve it with a salsa verde made with cilantro and mint. Indian chicken stir fry serves four. 1 tablespoon grated ginger, 1 tablespoon grated garlic, 1 serrano pepper minced, 1/2 teaspoon garam masala, 1 tablespoon plus another tablespoon peanut oil, 1 bell pepper, any color, chopped, 1 small onion, chopped, 1 pound skinless, boneless chicken breasts or thighs, chopped, 1 large tomato, chopped, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, a few cilantro sprigs. In a small bowl, mix together the ginger, garlic, serrano, garam masala, and 1 tablespoon of the peanut oil. In a large nonstick pan, heat the remaining 1 tablespoon oil over high heat until very hot but not smoking. Stir-fry the bell pepper and onion until charred in spots, 1 to 2 minutes. Remove from the pan. Add the ginger mixture to the pan. Stir-fry until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add the chicken, tomato, and salt. Stir-fry until the chicken is cooked, 2 to 3 minutes. Return the vegetables to the pan and toss everything together. Garnish with cilantro. And now for the salsa verde recipe. Blend 1 cup herbs, parsley, cilantro, basil, or mint, half seeded serrano pepper, 1 clove garlic, 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Spoon over grilled vegetables, chicken, or fish. Farm to Table by Lindsay Moyer and Camilla Mitchell. What do organic and other claims tell you about how your foods were grown? Here's a primer based on the U.S. Department of Agricultural rules. What organic labels mean? Any organic food with no synthetic fertilizers or pesticides, not genetically modified, no